A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 5. Then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity." What a trap David was falling into. It was God's trap that the Lord in his mercy was setting for David. God loved David despite the depths of his sin. David had lost all sight of God. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer has said, the man who falls into lust is one who loses sight of God completely. Now God appeals to his emotional level and uses this story, which he tells in detail to Nathan, to relate to David, because God knew that this would show the immorality of God, of David's own sin. But here we find David in the beginning. He bursts his top. He is furious. He regards the rich man as being the worst of sinners. And indeed, when we read about it, this little lamb that was so loved by the poor family would lie in the arms of the poor man, drink from his own cup, and was like a daughter to him. When we hear that story, we agree with David how iniquitous, how terrible that the rich man could have done this to this poor family, how they must have mourned their loss. And so when David says the man deserves to die, and before he dies he must restore all of that and fourfold too back to the poor family. You see, David has become moralistic, and he tries to show that he is a man of good ethics. The problem is that he doesn't use the same torch to shine on his own terrible sin, which Nathan is about to do for him. David has fallen into the trap of moralizing. In the previous chapter, in verse 27, when he heard that Uriah had died, it was because David had planned his death. Then he says to Joab, "Don't worry, don't be troubled by it, because the sword devours now one and then another." He is now a man of ethics without God, without the Spirit. Have you become like that? Mhlawumbe nawe usunjenake. Uyakhuluma ngezinto ezingalungile, nezinto ezilungile, kodwa kuwe kubi, awuziboni njengoNkulunkulu uyakubona.